Rishon Mishvias, Perek Dalar Lachavav. Me'emasai Urchlin, Perus Ilam Mishvias. There's a rule that a person needs to use Perus Shvias in the way that's best, not to waste them. The Pasuk says, La'ochlo, you should eat them. And we're going after the La'ochlo V'loy, and not Lehesed, you should eat it. You have to use it in a way that's best. So from which point that the fruits start to grow, you're allowed to eat them on Shvias. That is to say that at that point, eating is considered to be, it's ready for eating. It's not wasting by eating it before it's eaten. So hapagim, in this case, that means is unripe figs, unripe figs, mishis rihu, once they begin to get a little bit of redness to their color, then you could eat them with bread in the field, and as you could dip bread into them, you could dip into their, I guess, into their oil, bread into the fruit in the field, and you could eat it that way. So there is a way to eat, and you're allowed to be a chaylah. Once it gets stronger, it's a thicker, bigger, we'll see a little more in the Gemara about what that means, but it gets stronger, then you can already bring it into your house, because then people already are eating it in the regular way. That's completely edible at that point. And similar to that is, on the other years of Shemitah of the year, other years, not during the Shemitah year, the Chayav Meisters, once they reach the point of growth, that they're the thicker amount. And the Mishnah trying to say is that when it's at the earlier amount, when it's just Mishishihiz Riku, then you're allowed to eat it in the field, but you're not allowed to eat it in the house. That's not, if you bring it to the house, it would be considered a waste. It would be an unripe fruit. Haboiser, unripe grapes. Mishivir mayim ochoboy pitoy besata. Once they begin to take on some water, we're in the first example that if you squeeze it, liquid would come out of it. So there's a certain amount of accessible moisture in the fruit. Then ochoboy pitoy besata, you can eat it with bread in the field. And that's, again, considered to be edible in the field. Can't bring it into the house. But hivish, once it becomes bigger, and the Pnei Rashi explained, hivish means that it gets to a stage of development that the peel is transparent, and you could see through to the pits. Then comes to the pits, then you could bring it into your house because it's considered to be fully developed. The chen kiyer, it's by Rishai Shnei Shvua, and the same thing with other years of Shemitah, when it reaches that point, chayav b'maishes. That's considered fully grown, and that's one of the requirements to be chayav maishes, is that the fruit has to be fully grown. Of course, there's no maishes in shvius, so only in other years you have that shear. When it reaches that shear, that's when it comes chayav maishes. Ma bichelo, what does it mean bichelo? What does it mean in the beginning? The Mishnah said that when figs reach a certain development, it's called bichelo. Where did that word come from? Rabbi Abba Amar, he says chaysa. It like has life, or other the grow has gears of gas and comes thick. Come out the tamer, like it says in the pasuk. We got nafsham bochalbi. It's a pasuk that says that the these describing goyim, they got so big that they got so inflated that the Russian felt that he had to cut them down. Okay, so it's a description of them becoming very big, and in that case, it's a figuratively that they became big. They became like, you know, bal gaiva. But for our case, it means that the fruit is fully developed. Now, in the next Rishon, we have a little bit of have to reword parts of it. We're going to take some words from the end and bring them to the middle. The Rishon has a question. Siv. It says in one possible, for your animals, the animals that you have should eat from the tfuah, from the things that grow during Shemitah. And now we're going to skip to the end of this little piece here. It's a siv. And I saw the Torah left to also. But there's another possible that says that you should eat the tefillah in the fields. So either the Yerushalayim is asking a question of why do we need two psukim? That's how Chaim can ask you one. Why do we need two psukim? What others learn is that animals, there's a Gemara that says that animals eat in the house, and therefore, why does it say that you should eat in the house, and the other part is you should eat in the sadeh? So what's the reason? So why does it have two different psukim that describe two different types of eating? It's either some, why do we have two psukim, or why do we have one that describes eating in the field and one that describes eating in the house? And the Yerushalmi answers now what it says in the middle, Rabbi Chiya Rabba Amar, he says, Shtei Tfuos, it's coming to teach you that fruit, or at least some of the fruit, have two times when they become ready to eat. Achas min havayis, achas min hasadeh. One of them is in the house and one is in the field. And that means to say is that, as we said in the Mishnah, there are some people who eat in the field. In the field means that you eat, in a derech harai, in an occasional way. If you happen to be in the field and you're hungry, you'll eat fruit even when it's not ripe. The Mishnah had said two fruits, figs and grapes, even if they're not ripe, you might eat them with your bread. That's one level of being ready to eat, and that you're allowed to do on Shavuos. You could eat that way if you eat it in the field. And one is in the house, which is the regular way of eating, not the temporary way, like in the field, but the regular way in the house, it's not considered edible until it gets much more developed, and it is fully ripe, and you're allowed to eat it. So the Sukkot is teaching us that even on Shavuos, you have to eat it, in, so to speak, in the best way. You're not allowed to waste it, but since that's considered a normal way of eating in the field, in this temporary way, when it reaches a certain level of development, that is a normal way to eat it also, so you're allowed to do that on Shavuos. Okay, Rav Yossi Bar Hanina says, boy, he asked the following question. Pagan, when you have these figs that are not fully ripened, and that you're allowed to eat them in the fields, what about using them to make some kind of like a cream, a medicinal cream? Which is as follows. The din is that on Shavuos, you need to use foods from Shavuos in the best way possible. You're eating them, and you're not allowed to use them for making medicinal creams for them. So that's not considered the best way to use them. The best way to use them is to eat them. So what about these things? Could you use these to make those creams? Why? On the one hand, we should say, since you're allowed to eat it now, because you're going to eat it in the field with your bread, it should be also to make them into the creams, because you're not using it for the eating. It's possible to eat it. Since you can't bring it into your house this way, because it's not really fit for eating in the house. So really, that means it's not really fit for eating at all. We had a pasuk that taught us that you're allowed to eat that in the field. It's a pasuk that taught us that there's a lower level, even before it's really ready to be eaten, you could eat it in a special way with pitoy. So maybe then, when it's not considered to be ready to eat, to be eaten, it's not considered edible at that point, so maybe then there's nothing wrong with using it for medicine. We have a pasuk that teaches us you're allowed to use it out in the fields. At this point, it's not really food, so if you want to use it for medicine, it's just as good. And Yerushalmi is not pushing, does not answer this question, leave this question hanging, whether when it's at the pagan stage, that are you allowed to use it for medicinal purposes? Okay, so now the Yerushalmi says this. Tamatnino. We have a Baisa that says the following. Well, there's actually a Mishnah that says the following. Hapagin, the Habaisa. These two fruits that we described in the Mishnah, the unripe figs and unripe grapes. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Rabbi Kiva is in the Tamit to Mazochim. They are grown to the point that they can be Tamit to Mazochim, which is to say that foods have a special ability to be makapa toma as soon as they're considered to be edible. As soon as they become to the point that they're grown enough to be edible, the matami as food, which have their special rules of being tummy, as opposed to pieces of wood, they have different sets of rules of being tummy. These are not considered wood, they're considered food. So even though the pagan and the boys are not fully developed, they're still enough that they're fit to be, that they're metamin to mezorchan. He argues that Mashiach fully learned this on Meisers, that no, the fruits have to be fully developed to the point that they could be fit for Meiser, which is then when they're pagan and their body said they're not fit for that. So now, Yerushalmi says, Tanei kan miyan, the way you read it, it sounds like Rabbi Kiva said, as soon as they're pagan, as soon as the fruit begins to even develop, or the buds of the grapes even begin to grow, it's miyad right away. It's kamatam zechlin, but really the less kan miyad. The truth is, it's not right away. In other words, it, really the shear for when pagan become royal tumas oichlin, or buds becomes matam tumas oichlin, is the shear that it says in our Mishnah, which is when they reach a certain level of development. The Rabbi Kiva didn't say that in this Mishnah. In this Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva just says, the Talmud to Mezorchan sounds like he meant miyad right away, as soon as they even begin the first beginnings of a fruit to come out. Excuse me, that's really not true. Really, for figs, it has to have a little bit of redness to it, and the grapes have to have a certain amount of moisture to them. But it's not really miyad. Even though he said that, he didn't really mean that. He meant to reflect back on our Mishnah, that when it reaches a certain shear, then it's even considered part of it. Okay. Now we have like this. Rechanina, Veshemeshim Ben Lakish says, "Bepagi to Einin Himasis." And this argument that that Rabbi Kiva even said that Pagan and Boys are considered to have Tumas Eichlin is talking about the Pagan that he talked about. I'm sorry, the Pagan he talked about The word pagim could really go on any could be used for any unripe food, but he doesn't mean that. He means it's pagim te'enim. He masisa Rabbi Kiva, who said that pagim amatam t'mezechon, he meant is unripe figs, not unripe of any fruit. The word pagim could really go on any fruit, but in this case, he meant just unripe figs. Habashapo hapagim eni matam t'mezechon. He does not mean that those that them matam t'mezechon. Achivo and samashas. He agrees that they have to become unripe samashas, but figs are different, and that's why he's saying that. Rabbi Yosef says, "Masnizin amakein." The Mishnah in Shvius is really saying that. You don't have to say that on your own to say that Rabbi Kiva in his Mishnah Uktzin means that. We can figure that out from our Mishnah because it says "Hapagin Mishias Ruchu Oichem Pita Basada." Because it says in our Mishnah that pagan, the pagan, which means it's pagan with the enim, they're considered to be food at a. When they start to get a redness, and we'll look in the next Mishnah, Halacha Zayin, it's going to say that all the fruits go by Ernest and Meisters. So it's obvious that pagan, that there's one kind of pagan from Tain that are different, and that's what Rabbi Kiva is referring to, so you don't have to say this Kiddush on your own. It really comes out of our Mishnah and Shvius that pagan of Tainim have a special set of dinim, different than pagan of other fruits. Okay. Rav Pedas B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan says that Hakol Moitim Shvius. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yechem Nuri agree, Rabbi Kiva agrees in Shvius. Maha Komoidim, what does he mean to say he agrees in Shvius? What does that mean? Chavai Amrin, the other friend said like this, She'en Metam and Tumas Oichon, that Rabbi Kiva agrees that on Shvius, Pagan and Boisar are not Metam and Tumas Oichon. Why not? Even though we usually think they are Matam and Tumazochon on Shvius, they're not. And the reason is because, since on Shvius there's a rule that you can only eat the Pagi Te'enim and the Boiser of grapes, you can only eat them in the fields, you can't eat them in the house, and now we're bringing them in, that's also to do that. So the Torah has forced you to use them in a certain way that shows that they're not Ochel, and therefore on Shvius itself, they're not considered to be food because the Torah doesn't allow you to treat them like regular foods, and therefore for the dinner of Tumas Oichlin for that year temporarily they don't have the dinner of Tumas Oichlin at that lower stage because people are not allowed to eat them. Now the Gemara goes on to something a little bit different. So this hakor, this is a part of a palm tree that grows and. When it first grows, it's softer. It's a part of the wood that grows. It's softer, and then after about a year being on the tree, it hardens up and turns back into a piece of wood. So, but when it's softer, it's possible to eat it. We'll see. Possible through cooking, it might be possible to eat it. The Mishnah says, Hakor ke'etz chol davar. It's considered like an eitz. It's considered like a piece of wood for everything, which is to say, it's not considered a food to be matamin to mezuchon. It's not chayiv and meiser. It's considered to be a piece of wood, even though right now you could passively you could eat it, but since in essence it's a piece of wood, therefore it's not considered to be ochel. Elad has one exception in one way that is considered to be like food. Shu nilkach kesef meiser. When a person has meiser sheni and they take the kedusha off the meiser sheni. The money that they transfer the kedusha to can only be used to buy foods, only certain kinds of foods. So they are allowed to buy this kor if they want to eat it. They're allowed to buy that, and the reason is because for the drasha that tells us you should have to eat foods, it says it's more flexible in this way, and it allows you to buy even things that are passively foods also. So for meiser sheni, this is considered to be foods, but for all other dinim, it's not considered food. It's not matam tumas oichlin. It's not chayv and meisers, it's a piece of wood. The kufniyos are dates that are not yet fully ripened. They're not fully ripened, so they are considered to be foods, but paturus and meisers, they're not in chayv and meisers, they're considered foods because they are edible, but paturus and meisers, because they're not at their full growth of development, and therefore, since they're not fully grown, they're potter from us. Darsh Rebbe Ben Pazi, the base midrash, and his base midrash, Hakor and Kedusha Shvius Olav, Luchara, based on what the Mishnah we just said that they're considered like pieces of wood. So he said there's no Kedusha Shvius, because the rule is there's no Kedusha Shvius on wood. Kedusha Shvius is that when a fruits that grow during Shvius, fruits or vegetables that grow, edible items that grow during Shvius, have Kedusha to them, you can't waste them, you can't do business with them. There's all different kinds of rules that we'll learn about later, what Kedusha Shvius means. So he says there's no Kedusha Shvius to this car because there are people who could eat it, but the Mishnah just said, It's considered like a piece of wood for everything, except for Maaser Sheni, but basically it's considered to be like a piece of wood. It doesn't have the thing of a food, and therefore, ain't Kedusha Shvius Chalav, because it's considered to be a piece of wood. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Pasi said. Now Rabbi Yehuda said, would be mafkina al shalaya, but people would ask him about this point. They would say to him, is it true, or is it possible that Kar doesn't have Kedusha Shvius? He would be mafkina, he would be upset or have a complaint against people who would ask him like that. But on the mind, he would say to us, who told you this thing? Where did you come up with this idea that this Kar should be not have Kedusha Shvius? So have an Amrin, who Amrin? And we would tell him, we heard from Rabbi Yehuda ben Pasi, would say, Masisa Pliga or Rabbi Yehuda ben Pasi. From Messiah one, there's a Mishnah that a Braisa that argues that shows Rabbi Yehuda ben Pasi is wrong, and it supports our way of looking at it because we hold that the car does have Kedusha Shvius. The Tani that we learned to the Braisa, Hapagin, Shoshvius, if you have the Pagin of Shvius, these unripe foods, ain't choking us on, you're not allowed to cook them many times. The reason is because you're not allowed to soak them many times. And the reason is because each fruit has to be used in the way that's typical and best. And since those fruits are usually eaten raw, as I show you, eat them with your bread, eat them raw without cooking. So then cooking them is not considered to be the primary way of eating it, and you're not allowed to do that. Which is to say, these are dates. These are figs that stayed on the tree for a very long time, and they're basically not developing into regular fruits. So then, mutter neshim lachta, then you're allowed to do shlika, you're allowed to do this extra cooking, because that is the way you eat them. Here, they're not eaten as Israel. Karvakafniyais, asr. But that's the girsa we have. There's two different girsas, but we'll go now with a girsa that says asr. The mouthful runs that way. Karvakafniyais. The car and the kafni is these are things that are becoming wood, and the unripe dates, then also you are not allowed to be shalukos. I mean, not allowed to do this kind of method of preparation of eating them. So he says, that's what the Baisa says. So Zok, Rabbi Yehuda, v'chein anu oimrim, eight also l'shalukon. Would anybody say that a piece of wood, you're not allowed to cook it? If it was really like a piece of wood that had no Kedusha Shvius, would there be anything to talk about that you're not allowed to cook? You do whatever you want. If it's a piece of wood, it has no Kedusha Shvius. I'll begin the Kedusha Shvius Chololah. Since there is Kedusha Shvius on a car, therefore the form came to Achmen Ma'asar, that's why we have to say that it's also to cook them. It's also to cook them, to do the shlika to them, because you have to eat them the regular way. And therefore, you see from here that they do have Kedusha Shvius. Okay, now, the others have a Girsa. Actually, the words of art, the way we have it, except that the Girsa that said that the Kor is mutter to do this cooking to them. And then they'll understand the question is, it's true that it is mutter, but why would it have to even tell us that it's mutter? If it's a piece of wood, then the partial then should be mutter. Okay, so the Gemara, the Yerushalmi put Brisa that supports Rabbi Yehuda. The Yerushalmi did not answer. What about the deal from the fact that from the Mishnah we had before, and that we said that the Kor is Keitz Chodavar? We had a Mishnah that said that it's like it's a piece of wood. If it's like a piece of wood, I mean, it doesn't have to do Shashrias, which would that support Rabbi Yehuda and Pazi? Okay, so first we'll talk about this, but we'll tackle up for the question. Lamai says he did have a Mishnah that said like that. Okay. And the end, the more ends off like this. Haboisim Shevi Mayim. Unripe grapes are considered to be full when they have a little bit of water in them. So, Fek Yerushalmi, Kavi Boris, my Islachomar. What are you saying that if it has a little bit of water, people could eat it? No, nobody eats it. Nobody eats grapes like that. You're just wasting them. So, what are we talking about? Why should they be considered to be edible at that point? So, basically, Yerushalmi is trying to understand what the Mishnah meant. Amar Rabban said, "Chicken derech hakeis oichlo is oichlo." That means is when people who are weak who need some strength, they'll eat the grapes even before they're ripe. And there is a way that people eat it like that, even when it's not fully ripe. That's the first seven mouthful of the people who are weak will eat it like that, and therefore it's considered to be a reasonable way of eating. They tell when Peter and eat it, and that's why when the Pasuk had told us that there is a way of eating in the fields, and that way of eating the fields you're allowed to do in Shemitah. Also, you don't just have to eat the normal way in the house. You can eat it the way of people eating it in the temporary way in the fields. So it comes to include this case that you're allowed to eat the grapes at that stage of development.